Okay, yeah, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Sanis Rafin. These are a little bit less pleasant, but still a reminder of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha in the Mishnah Masech to Sanhedrin. We have the Shita of Reb Lezer Ben Tzadok, where was actually like, you know, what would be referred to in the Inquisition as an auto de fe. And once again, we have the reassertion of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Bar Lo Miso Yafa, so we don't do anything of that nature. So, how was it done? Hayu Mashkiyin Oso Bezevel Ad Arkivosav, to stabilize the person, to make sure that they are not ana vicha ana, that they're not moving about wildly in any direction. That's going to be very important, so they don't get burned from the molten metal on the outside of their body, which is just a terrible tsar, but contributes nothing to the misa. V'nosen suder kasha b'socharach. Once again, as explained by the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, and by all the Nosei Kelim here, because there's no reason to cause extra suffering for the neck, so there should be a rach and a kasha to create the pressure that's going to force the mouth open, but without any unnecessary suffering. V'korei chaltzavar, v'shnei edav, z'moshe chetzlo, v'z'moshe chetzlo, ad shuposeach espiv. Fascinating, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah disagrees, because he says it could be that he'll die by chenek before you get the sreifa. More than a second, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says you actually use tongs, which from our point of view is, you know, not, bor lo misa yafa. And at that point, the metal is molten. Matichan es abdil, or es haofaris. Doesn't sound like there's really a kepeda there. V'chayotze bahen, right? V'chayotze bahen, the Rambam, it's meduyak, it's expansive. V'zorik lesoch piv. Sarachian, I'm not sure who's doing it, right? Because Yad Ha'idim Tievo Varishon Alahamiso is actually accomplished by having the Edim open his mouth. Now, I'm not sure who actually is the Zorek Lesoch Piv. So it's indeterminate. It could be one of the Edim. And I'm not even sure with respect to Matichan Es Habdil. Doesn't sound like it really could be the Edim. Because, they're occupied. So it's a good question. So this, of course, is darshaned in the Gemara, Sanhedrin and Beis, from, interestingly, Misas Arun and the Adas Korach, by extension, that the guf is kayim, but, you know, Sreifas Neshama, so the inner burning. And there's a lot to think about there, because those are, you know, Lifnei Hashem. And this, of course, is, you know, because this person did something which was such a grievous offense. So it's really interesting to think about, you know, that being an acceptable source. But what I want to focus on is actually the approach of the Lechem Mishnah. He notes that, you know, there's a lot of overlap between Sreifa and Chenek, which is the whole Chashash of Rav Yehuda to begin with. It'll strangle the person before you'll actually do Sreifa. So he notes, Kashla so charach, m'nei sharaka chonekes of toach piva, kashem echabel skrono, u'minaval tolavika chashem bifnim lachnok, right? That's his understanding. It's a little different than the Rambam Pishah Mishnayos, but, you know, and then we said about the Ana V'Ana point that Mishakin Oso B'Zevel, so the Aptila isn't Nofela Sal B'Saro Mibachotz. But he says, Avakashad, B'Nachnakin Lama Mishakin B'Zevel, the Rein Sham Tila Lomar Shetipo Al B'Saro, V'Lam B'Suda Rach, Tino Tzarech Sham B'Vtoach, Kedei La'Seis Aptila B'Viv, V'Ein Sham Shumechad Meitam Emelu. So then he says the following, which I think is a really fascinating idea. V'shemesh akivan sh'tiknu ken b'nisrafin, d'damu l'nechnakin l'ratu cham l'shanos, v'tiknu ken b'nechnakin. So he says it's all dinder abanan. It seems like predicated on this idea that we want to create as much similarity as possible between nisrafin and nechnakin. So v'yaniz daiti, maybe I should say lulali to mistafino also. I think the Lechem Mishnah has it exactly backwards. I think it's because that's the way that chenek was done, that sreifa is chenek plus. You know, thus Rabbi Yehuda's concern. We're docha Rabbi Yehuda. We say we're not willing to use a tzvas because we have to the reyecha kamocha, so we're going to do it this way. But actually, I would suggest that it emerges from chenek, and the whole point is that chenek is sreifa. That sreifa is chenek plus. You start with the idea of the Misa Minastam, then you move to the Misa Chamura, and you can appreciate that by doing a chenek process, but then plus an additional element. And yeah, then you have to be careful that you don't actually strangle the person, you know, first. As far as the Lechem Mishnah's contention, right? Shol yishapech anav ana. I think it's obvious why you need that in the chenek, right? Specifically because, and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, talacha hey, which we'll see next week, but, right, you don't want to cause any additional distress, right? The person should be stabilized, so there's no unnecessary movement which is going to, you know, delay and cause anguish and suffering. You know, a person is, you know, should go as quickly as possible. You know, and it's Mediyak, the lesson of the Rambam there. We'll get back to it next week. But Ad Shanafsho Yotza, the whole point is to do it without any delay. So I think the Lacha Mishnah had it punkt fakert, really just backwards. And the whole idea is to build up from Nechnakin to Nisrafin, which is Chadome, not the other direction. And I think that highlights the way that the Misos HaChamuros, Skila and Srefa, really exist off of the framework of the Misa Stam, Misa Schenek.